the Sangoma, if I'm not wrong, when now she, because she didn't know what's going on.
What's
so,
going
a client is coming at 2 o'clock in the morning, whatever, cool. When she found out.
See, that's
what
Sangomas do, not go to Migalo at 3 in the morning. Like poor Madim.
Ah, come on.
Must be on call.
How?
Sangoma on call.
Yay.
Well, Sangoma do party month then. Because Ukpela Gonya.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back, back. Hey man, how I missed you guys, man.
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
Yo, it felt like a lifetime.
I know.
A lifetime.
You know, this every time we'd now record 2 times a week. You know, it feels like forever if we just don't see each other.
Yeah, Ghost Ladies here, Soul Penduka is here, Maligant is here, Simpiwe is here, I am here, you are here. Welcome everybody. Dog, I had a week from hell last week.
What happened?
It's a long story. Do you have a drink ready there?
Yeah,
fucking long story.
I've got a
man.
Drink, I've got my green juice, I'm good.
Bro, you guys probably won't believe me if I tell you the story.
We will.
Like,
please.
It's movies, man.
Try
my
us.
Life is a movie, bro.
Try
know,
us.
Bro.
So it starts because I needed to get a visa because I'm going to America. Well, I got my first gig in America, by the way.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Wait. Washington, D.C. So me, I had already given up on traveling, so I don't have a visa, dog.
Yes.
You know, I never thought I was going to travel ever
true.
Again.
Yeah.
These guys always have me. Every time we travel, I carry in a lady's bag.
It doesn't even like luggage.
Because I never thought I'd travel ever again or even get gigs, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I needed to go to Swaziland. That was the closest date they could get for me. So I needed to go to Swaziland on Tuesday. So I left on Monday so I can just, you know, get to Swaziland, chill, and then in the morning go to the meeting at the embassy.
The interview, yeah.
Do my visa thing, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
So I fly out Monday. Everything is cool. Get to Swaziland.
Yeah.
Check into the hotel. Within like an hour or two, I get an email. It says your interview with the embassy has been postponed.
Jeez.
Oh.
It's no longer Tuesday. Now it's Wednesday.
Oh.
I'm like, fucking hell, Wednesday, damn it.
So, and now you're stuck?
Not really. I could have stayed there until Wednesday, but I decided, you know what, let me come back so we can record the Thursday episode on Tuesday.
Yes.
And then we couldn't record because you were sick.
Yeah, very sick.
Yeah. So that same day on Monday, we drove back. I had a car. We drove back to Joburg, got to Joburg at about midnight, whatever, cool, sharp. Tuesday chilled, and then we didn't shoot, and then I ended up going to Black Coffee's...
Yeah, I saw that. Grammy thingy.
I got invited to that, right?
Yeah.
And it's Black Coffee, you can't say no to Black Coffee.
It's Black Coffee.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So I'm like, all right, cool, I'm in town, let me go through. As soon as I walked in there, I realized this is why I don't attend industry events.
Yeah, I know them.
First person I see, guess who I see? Mini Lami. Sitting right next to Unad. On my right, there's Kulichan. And Lamiz.
Yeah.
I look on the left, there's Begzin and Popstar. I'm like, I'm going there. That's home.
That's home. That's family. Begzin, Popstar, family.
Yeah.
You ran in for a hug.
Yeah. So eventually I had to say hi. So I had to say hi to Fresh. And Fresh was sitting next to Vinny Da Vinci. So I say hi to Fresh. And then I got to say hi to Vinny Da Vinci.
Yeah.
And right next to Vinny Da Vinci, like where you're sitting, is Lamiz and Kulichana. Now I can't say hi to all of them and not say hi to them.
Mm. Yes.
So I go there, say hi to Kulichana. Because Kulichana is my boy, dog.
Yeah.
Hey, and then Lamiz made it awkward, man. She's like, she pulled that whole thing. Why are you telling people that we dated?
Oh, okay, that's cool. I mean, you said far worse. You know, you said females can't play. Yeah, that's nothing. I mean, you know what I mean? You said far worse.
So I'm like, yeah, but we did. She's like, I don't remember. I'm like, okay, cool. If you don't remember, then I clean. Because Kulichana was there.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, because you know how she'd probably be like, I've only been one guy or two guys.
Yeah.
You know,
so out of respect, because they're married, I decided not, let me not entertain
No, you got, yeah, good.
So I'm like, all right, cool,
good
whatever.
Call. Good call.
And then Kulichana's like, yo, I'm glad that's sorted. niggas in my hood have been saying, Mac, you smashed your woman. But I said, I never smashed her.
Yeah, never smashed.
You always say,
you
dated,
said that.
But it didn't get intimate. It didn't last.
You know what I mean? And then that was that. And then I was chilling the whole time with Vinny Da Vinci outside. We were just drinking, smoking. Then I made Black Coffee. Fuck, Black Coffee's a chiller, bro. He remembers every single thing we've said about him on the podcast.
You lie.
I kid you not.
For real?
Yeah. And he was telling me like, hey, you guys said this. I think we did an interview with Heavy K. I even forgot about the interview.
Yes.
And Heavy K said that the album that Black Coffee actually won the Grammy for was Bop.
Huh?
Wait, but that was frequent. What was it? Was it Subconscious?
Yeah,
he said it was Bop.
Yeah, so he said during the interview we did with Heavy K said that album is Bop.
Okay, yes, I think I remember something like that. With the sound having been so foreign to us as South Africans.
Yeah, okay. And then he's like, you know, he won a Grammy. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Well, yeah, look at it now.
Okay. Yeah, those vibes. So we chopped it up, chilled, whatever. So I decided because I was meant to drive back. At like 3 a.m. This is Wednesday morning, right?
Yeah.
So I decided, okay, at the coffee event, I'm gonna get drunk. So when I get in the car, I just pass out until we get to Swaziland.
Dope.
Until we drive back.
Cool.
So we drive back. We're going to Swaziland now.
Yeah.
So this is after the Black Coffee event.
Yes.
Dog, I'm passed out. The guys are driving there, and then there was a looting. No, not looting. There was a strike or something. There's like
protest,
four. Yeah, protest.
Yeah,
4 a.m, bro. By Emalahleni or something.
Jeez, bro.
Oh.
So these guys, they've put tires. There's burning tires. You know how they protest?
Yeah. Like they close up the roads. They burn tires, put brakes in. Yeah.
So the driver asked me, he's like, "What must I do?" And I'm drunk, dog. I'm like drunk.
Uh-uh.
I'm like, dog, talk to them. They're people. They're humans.
Yes.
So the guy listens to me. He's sober. I'm drunk. He listens to me. He gets out the car. He walks towards these people, right?
Oh, my word.
And then we can see like kind of like the ringleader. And then the ringleader's like, Infunan. And then he's like, as funukuluma. Was. As he starts getting closer, dog, about 50 people started coming out of nowhere.
Ew.
With like bricks and fucking... pangas and shit like that, dog.
Shit.
So the guy's like, "Ah, oh, it's from the Everton, from
dog, yes. You don't talk to those guys.
Yeah.
Like, they'll hit your car with bricks.
Yes,
don't do that. Like, you don't pass, just U-turn.
Bro, the guy was so scared. He starts running back to the car, and now it's a manual. He's trying to put it in reverse. They're trying to smash the car with the bricks.
Hey.
I'm still drunk.
Dude, it's a movie, man.
Yeah, it's a movie.
You know, just a few hours ago. A Grammy winner, and now you fucking getting pelted with stones and shit.
Yeah, dog. Those niggas don't want to hear shit. Because we just...
Of course.
We just wanted to go through, man.
No, you don't do that.
Yo. So you eventually, we had to drive back to Joburg now. Jeez. Another hour and a half and take another route.
Ooh.
But I'm still passed out. Woke up, got to the embassy at about 8:30 in the morning.
Swaziland.
In Swaziland. When I get to the embassy, I had to go like to the postnate about 3 or 4 times because it was... documentation missing and stuff like
that.
But eventually I couldn't get my visa because I'm supposed to apply for a P visa or an O visa because I'm a performing artist. So I didn't even get the visa, bro.
You didn't.
All that for nothing.
Didn't record for nothing.
For nothing, bro.
When's your gig?
It was meant to be end of this month.
Jeez, now you're gonna miss it.
They're gonna postpone it.
But now, why didn't you use the American embassy in South Africa?
There wasn't any available dates.
Ah, you should have went around in Botswana. It's like 40-minute flight.
Yeah, so the earliest one they could get.
The closest and earliest one.
Was in Swaziland.
Yeah.
That is strange, man.
So now I'm tired, dog. I'm like, yo, bro, my flight now to go back to Joburg is like 4 o'clock, 5:30.
So what about the driver now? He left, he returned.
No. The driver is the guy from Swaziland. Guys I made in Swaziland.
Swati guy.
Yeah, it's a Swati guy. So they were assisting me. Very nice guy.
Bro. Oh, yeah, nice.
He's a chiller as well.
Nice. Beautiful.
So I'm like, he's like, okay, cool. You can crash at my place.
Okay.
Right? So I go to his place. I got no internet connection, whatever, because I was hotspotting with his phone and he had to leave.
Okay.
So before I slept at about 12, I text Jason. I'm like, yo, Jason, please book my flight online.
Yeah. Oh, check in. Yes.
Check in for me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Check in.
Yeah. And then that's the last I spoke to him. So I thought he checked in. We get to the flight. My flight was like, I think, 20 to 6. I got there 20 past 5. And they said the gates are closed.
Ish.
So I missed my flight.
Why didn't Jason check in?
I don't know, bro.
Action Jason.
I don't know, bro. So I missed the flight, right? Mm. So I'm like, fuck, what to do? Okay, I can't reschedule another flight. Let me just drive back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So now we leave the airport. As we're leaving the airport, shit, you guys won't believe me, bro.
Oh, what happened? What happened?
Try us.
The car ran out of gas.
As you leave the airport?
Yeah, as we leave the airport, as we're going back to his house, because I was going to drop them off, take the rental car and drive back to Joburg. Hmm. Ran out of gas. So for like an hour and a half, they were pushing the car to the nearest filling station.
He doesn't have a fuel gauge thingy.
No, because he thought we were going to drop off the car at the airport and that's that.
Oh,
so he didn't anticipate I was going to miss the flight and we're going to have to drive back.
Know. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So we pushed the car for like an hour. And then eventually, yeah, I drove back to Joburg.
He doesn't know anyone around who can bring fuel?
No, man, like, it's very, like, the land is huge, man. So, like, everything's far apart.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was my week, man. How was yours?
Yeah. Much better. Way better. Not a movie. So, wait. So, now, at the Black Coffee event, right? So, no one came to you and said anything to you? Unati, Mini?
Nah. I only spoke to, like, Master G, Kanyani.
Oh, Kanyani.
Kanyani was there.
Oh, and what did he say?
He's a chill. He's like, he loves what we're doing.
Oh, okay.
He thinks it's great, but he'll never come because he's too honest.
Oh that's beautiful, man.
Yeah. One of those vibes. You know, like what Euphonic said?
Yeah. What did he say?
He's too honest for his own good.
What are we? We need to be honest, though, as people, right? I mean, it's good to be honest.
Yeah, Greg Maloko was there as well.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
He's probably a chiller.
Yeah. It was just Bali's, actually. Come to think about it, yeah.
Damn.
And that's sad.
Oh, man, beautiful.
But Swaziland's beautiful, dog.
No, it
for
is.
For real.
Yo, it's beautiful. It's like SA, but cleaner.
Mm.
Ooh.
Like, it's very clean.
It's like Mpumalanga vibes.
Yeah, like Botswana vibes.
Mpumalanga. Okay.
Botswana vibes.
Okay.
Like, even the crime there is, like, zero. There's no crime. Like, you can sleep without locking your house.
That's so weird. And
bro.
And they're, like, a border away from, like, the worst crime place. So, in Durban, we had a gig in Durban, right? And one of the people that, like, was getting in their cars got their phone snatched.
Ish.
Weirdest thing ever.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
I was like, oh, I thought it was a Joburg thing. Like, no, it's just a South African thing.
Yeah, no, everywhere.
Like, literally, they're like, yo, I'm going to bonus man, bunny. Boom, snatch.
Gone.
iPhone Pro Max 13.
Oh. Gone.
Got in the car. I try to run, and people are like, hey, set to Anela Sol. And this is Durban, dude. You don't do that. Like, yo, you know?
I'm
like,
whoa.
Then, yes, I was like, okay, let me not be a hero.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man.
No, but it's beautiful. It's very laid back. There's about 1 million people, so everybody knows each other there, so it's hard to cheat.
Yeah, it's almost like Botswana. Yeah, like 2 million people there.
Mm.
Damn.
You know what I didn't know, bro? Uncle Waffles is from Swaziland.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, she's pretty. Yeah, Swaziland holds it down.
Yeah.
Wow.
Beautiful.
I didn't know Uncle Waffles was Swati.
I didn't know, too.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm fat.
Nice. And also the king is crazy, man.
Why?
Hey, because like what he does is that if you start a company and it's booming, so let's say you start farming, you're farming apples, and it starts booming, he comes to you, he's like, give me 70%. If you don't, then business shuts down.
Mm.
It does that with any business that's popping. So even niggas there that have money, they have to lay low. Like, they don't show that they have money. Because once they show, he's like, hey, tola gupi.
But that's a nice problem to have. So there's no flossing there. There's no popping bottles.
Nah, they only pop bottles when they come to Joburg.
Yeah.
That's a strange way because, I mean, then you're going to stifle entrepreneurship in your country.
Yeah.
Because people don't want to start businesses.
Exactly.
You know?
And apparently his mutu is so strong when you go see him, you can't look him in the eye.
Nah, bullshit.
I kid you not, bro. Bullshit. They say when you go see him, you have to crawl.
You see, you have to. Not that the mutu just cripples you and you start crawling.
No, I asked the guy, I'm like, why the fuck would I crawl if I'm seeing the king? Because I'm like, I want to meet the king.
Yes.
He's like, yeah, but you're going to have to crawl. You can't see him in the eye. I'm like, why? He's like, no, because his mutu is like that powerful.
Wait, so if I'm walking towards him, will I automatically start now crawling?
Yeah.
Get on all fours?
Yeah. Buddy, you can feel he's in the room when he's not in the room.
Yeah.
That type of vibe.
I get the people who can feel their presence. Footy, maybe sometimes you've seen that because maybe Twilight has got his things.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
But you can look him in the eye.
Nah, but you can't.
He's not Medusa. You know? You know what I like?
But if the people are saying that, who are we to deny it? Hey? Yeah. If the Swati people are saying, "Hey, this is what's up."
I'm like, "Hey, this king is wild. We gotta meet him, dog."
Yeah.
Yo. And there's a lot of chillers there, by the way.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember when the thing was happening, the protest and that violent thingy, but a lot of like Swati chillers who reached out. You remember? We spoke to one even.
Mm.
Wow, man.
And you? What did you get up to?
I was sick. I've been in bed. You know. Meds, literally, like the whole week. Mm. I've just been in bed, sick, taking care of the flu.
Did you go to the doctor this time?
Yes, I did. Went to the doctor, I got my flu, my meds there. I take my meds before I play, before I gig, yeah.
But
literally,
I've
just been in bed, hey?
So what do you have? Flu? It's just, is it common flu or?
It's common flu. It's just the flu. Shame. You know the weather, it's just the flu.
And then on my way back to Joburg, I run across this guy at the border, the guy that check in your passports and whatever.
Okay.
So, like, I'm tired, dog. I'm knackered. I just want to get back home. This guy's got my passport. He's like, "Hey, Mekchi, ask me one of those questions you'd ask in an interview."
Yeah.
I pretend like I didn't hear him. I'm like, okay. Yeah. He's like, "Yeah, no, ask me. I'm like, "Dog, I just want to get back to Joburg, man. Can you just stamp my passport, dog?" You know one of those, tell me a joke.
Yeah, I know. I was at the doctor, not this time. Yeah. I think I've told the story. Yeah. The lady was like, "Hit me with a pint." I'm like, "Yo, I got stomach cramps. I'm really sick, you know? Nah, I want a pint. Get the meds, but only if you give me a pint, you're going to get these fucking meds." I'm like, "Yo, guys, I know what you mean, bro."
Yeah.
Just ask some body count or something, you know?
You know what I mean, dude? Yeah. That's wild, man.
Nah,
anyway, there's so much to celebrate. Shout out to Loiso from Idols. He was performing at David Beckham's son's wedding.
Yeah.
In
Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the firstborn.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah,
shout out to Loiso, man.
How did he get that gig? How did he get
actually,
a gig like that?
I asked myself the same question. How did he get that?
Guys, Loiso is huge. Like, on YouTube, he's huge. Like, he, for me, performs Adele's song.
Oh, yeah.
Go
easy
on me. Better than Adele.
Uh-huh.
For me. He kills it better than Adele. Like, he's huge.
Uh-huh.
Like, his music is just huge online. He's like somewhat of an online sensation as well.
Yes.
He's huge online. So I think those guys are just fans. Maybe the lady is the wife of Brooklyn Beckham. It's probably a fan.
Yeah.
Which season was he on?
I don't know, bro. It's Idols, man.
Yeah, it's just one of them. Like, you
one
know,
of
like,
the seasons.
One of the seasons.
I wanted to know like, who won that season.
Eh?
I wanted to know who won the season that he was on.
Oh, we never really, the people who really win never really
do
blow
anything.
Up.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah.
Like even Umu Samtande, he didn't win.
Yeah.
Did he win?
No.
Musa Musa. He won. No. He didn't, but he's huge. You know what I mean? So many people.
Yeah.
Lloyd Cele was big at some point. He didn't win.
Oh yes,
Lloyd Cele. You played him 100 times on 947.
You know.
Yeah, he didn't win. You know, I don't know, bro. It's season, eh?
Yeah.
I don't know what
Shekinah,
that person
think she didn't win, but
who?
She's Shekinah.
Oh, Shekinah. Yeah, she didn't win, but look at her. She's flourishing.
She's flourishing.
Speak about 94.7. Did you see Annelies going on a break for 3 months?
Why?
Well, she just decided she's going on a break.
Is it not because of Kelly?
Oh, Kelly's in the country. Her friend, Kelly Rowland. Wow, for real.
Yeah.
But dude, but she deserves it, man. You know,
she's
imagine
she's
dog, like yeah.
Let me read that article. I saw an article
because it's a radio person. You always on. You get like 2-3 weeks a year,
yo.
And you're working like for 5-10 years. She deserves it, man. You know, spends her money. She's the most paid, isn't she?
She is.
Annelies
Daughter is taking a step back from Radio Mike and she's expected to tour the world for the next few months.
Nice.
947 announced on Wednesday that the Breakfast Club show host will be participating in a dynamic global masterclasses attributed to her nearly 3 months absence. Wow.
Mm.
Annelies teased listeners that her leave was similar to a maternity leave 7 years ago. 3 months leave. That's when you know you're running the station. It's probably, it sounds like it's Anneli FM, this thing, man.
Well, she brings the coins, bro.
Yeah, she does.
She brings the coins.
She does.
I could never get leave for 2 days, bro.
Ew.
Imagine 3 months.
Like, bring your medication and be sick here on the mic.
Yeah. But like, you know, on the radio, that's dangerous because someone can fill in and kill it.
Yeah.
No one's going to fill in and kill Anneli's shoes, bro. Nobody.
For real?
Nobody.
Is she that good? She's amazing, I know. She's good, one of the best, but
who do you think can fill his shoes?
There's nobody there, bro.
Yeah, it's bad. Eh? Maybe an unknown, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe an unknown person, like, who's just good at radio.
Yeah.
Doesn't need to be, like, someone around.
No, it can't be an unknown. I get it has to be someone from the station to fill in for during the 3 months.
Oh, true, right? Yeah. Ayanda MVP?
Ayanda
MVP is quite good. I think she can do it.
I used to like her when she was working with Tools Madala.
Oh, Tools was a big brother.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they were dope, man. They were doing 12 to 3 on YFM.
Yeah.
Fuck, loved it, man. Anyway, what else has been going on?
Speaking of Big Brother, okay, yeah. Do you know who I met last night?
Who?
We had Mikalo, right?
Hey, Mikalo.
So.
Hey, guess what, Mikalo.
So, last night was Ayo's party, yeah, which was fucking insane.
One of 100. Niggas had.
So, it's the last one. It was insane. Like, while I was playing, a girl removed her bra. And I was like, did you see the girl remove the bra? I'm like, no.
How?
I'm like, yeah. It was nuts. Crazy nights, right? And then we go to Mikalo. Mikalo, you know my man, is like, no, don't go. Don't go sit there in the couch. I'm like, no, going to the people. Then Spew was like, I'm going to be a bouncer. Let's go. So yesterday...
That was Spew is like half your height.
Yes, you know, but your chat. So he's good. And last night, funny thing, first time I ever played a Kamumpela song, Nkulunkulu, I played it at Ayo's party. We get to Mikalo, guess who I see first? Kamumpela's dad.
Onisius.
He's like, oh, I love you guys, love your show. What a great soul. Like, he's an amazing person, right? Then we walk. And then I go, cling, guess who I see? And then she goes, cling, she sees me. Hmm. Speaking of Big Brother, Mpo Abadimu. Mpo Abadimu. Yo, she gave me one of the best hugs I've had.
Wow. So she knows you.
And I'm a hugger. I hug. Yeah. You know? I'm a hugger, bro. Oh, I'm like, yeah, I'm like, come through to the show. Yeah. They took my numbers, the managers, because her phone was off. She'll come. She'll probably come. I told her, come through. We're good vibes.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah. She is good looking as she looks on TV.
She's gorgeous. She's beautiful, bro.
Yo.
She's a nice person, like a genuine nice person.
Yeah.
So I met her last night.
Mikalo.
Yo, man, why not? Big brother. She won it.
Doesn't she have readings?
She's reading zeros. Shit. And she's like, no, I don't want to come on the show. I'm like, no, come through. She's like, no, I'm like, come on, come through. You just got 2 million from Big Brother.
How?
Not your big auntie who's a politician.
Yeah.
So there's nothing to hide. Just come through to the show.
You know? And we love her, bro.
We love her big time. And yeah, she knows. I think she could feel it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think she'll come.
Shout out to Drip, man. They're collaborating with DJ Zinze and Murder Bongs.
Finesse.
They started a new fragrance.
Yeah. Finesse.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Mm. Hey, the guy's killing it, dog.
Hey.
Like,
hey.
He's into kids' clothes.
Is it?
Yeah, it's making. Yeah. I spoke about it before. It's called
Republic.
Kitty Republic.
Kitty's Republic.
That's kids' clothes. Hey, yeah, get Zara. Zara. Hey, it's bad when you forget your first child's name. You know, like get pop. Get Zara's.
That's a bit more then. Flavor, man.
Yeah. Yeah, man. He's got Kitty's Republic, obviously. Drip. He's not even running that anymore.
Yeah.
And now fragrances. The guy was coming for everything.
Bro, is Drip making that much money?
Yo.
I think they are. And Mr. Price bought
Studio 88.
70% of it or something.
Uh-huh.
And then the guy said, I want the other 30%.
Yo! You're kidding.
On Twitter, yeah. It's like,
for real.
Give me the other 30. I'm like, yo.
Where is he getting guys, all this money?
The shoes, clearly.
Hey.
That started everything. And now I think it's good. I mean, we saw he hangs out with Cecil Gilmore, Trevor Noah. So he's probably got some injection of cash from somewhere. He's got probably some angel investors who are like, you're good at doing this, do it. Go for everything.
Like, didn't he get funding from IDC?
Probably. Like, he's almost becoming like an industrialist almost. You know, like, dude, that guy is just amazing, bro. Like, yo.
Yeah, with advertising he's doing as well.
Billboards
everywhere.
And it won't be one, it'll be like
five.
A row of five. Like,
bro, just on Grayston Drive, dog. Do you know how much money that is?
That's huge. That's prime advertising
Millions.
Space.
Yeah.
Prime advertising space.
Fuck, man, I should have asked him more for the Polokwane branch, eh? Asked him too little, eh?
Can you ask for sneakers?
Come on, bro. How tacky, man. Ask for more money. Say, give me 2 million.
How?
You see, Elon Musk is trying to buy Twitter.
Ooh.
Guys, speaking of people with cash, right?
Mm.
43 billion. Yeah. 43 billion. Yeah. Dollars. Billion.
Cash.
Dollars.
Meaning EFT.
Yeah. Manje.
Manje. Not in stocks. Not over cash.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Just fathom that. Just listen to that.
Cash.
In dollars, guys. This is in dollars. Not even rents. In dollars.
Guys. Skapile. Mkhabeni, like, skapile, guys. Skapile. Skapile, like, we're just a company.
What is he going to do with it, though? What do you think he's going to do?
I don't think he's going to control, because a lot of people are like, yeah, rich people like to do that, you know, control the news, the narrative, you know what I mean? Buy papers and control what they report on. But that's not Elon's style. I mean, this is a guy who tweets stupid things, you know, like, I don't know what he wants to do with it, but I feel like it's a good move.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people are like, one person, especially a super billionaire, can't have all that power, but I feel like it's a good move.
Mm.
You know, I feel like it is. Elon is not like, he's not a typical suit, you know? Mm. Guys in suits who spoil everything.
Yeah.
Take good things and spoil it. So I feel like it might be a good thing.
Okay.
Jeez, man. How the hell does he have so much money? Yeah.
Tesla, bro, and all these other things, you know? You know he's he's got a company called The Boring Company.
Okay.
Because they bore tunnels. Like, they're just creating tunnels all over the world. Because I think he wants to create, like, an underground, like, road. Underground roads.
Mm. Yeah.
So they're just drilling as we speak right now.
Mm.
What?
Yeah, The Boring Company. Google The Boring Company.
Mm.
Google it now, The Boring Company.
The Boring Company.
Yeah.
Jeez.
The Boring Company.
Mm. It doesn't sound boring, hey?
Eh?
It doesn't sound boring at all, though.
It is a bore. It's a huge bore.
Yeah, The Boring Company comes up.
Yeah.
He called it The Boring Company.
Yeah, because they're boring, like, literally tunnels, holes, like, all over the world, randomly. To create a network of roads one day.
It's okay, crazy. Here we go.
Yeah.
The Boring Company creates safe, fast-to-dig, and low-cost transportation, utility, and freight tunnels. The mission is to solve traffic, enable rapid point-to-point transportation, and transform cities. Oh.
The future is bright.
I would love this guy to own Twitter. Like, I want to see what he's going to do with
what
it.
What is he going
to
do
with
it?
Yeah, he's like, he's got an exciting mind. Like,
why tunnels? To solve the problem of soul-destroying traffic, roads must go 3D, which means either flying cars or tunnels are needed. Unlike flying cars, tunnels are weatherproof, out of sight, and won't fall on your head.
And you won't have people coming out of the bush in Malachin and trying to pelt you fucking bricks. You know? Oh, they're striking there. Go to Swaziland, let's take the underground tunnel.
Yeah.
Simple.
Whoa.
Who can access that?
Fucking incredible guy.
So he's trying to alleviate traffic.
Literally. And dude, remember what happened when we were in Ghana?
Mm.
You know what happens when you go to the airport and there's, the accidents I saw yesterday, guys.
Yeah.
Good Friday. Just on the road. Ooh. It's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, like accidents. Like, and traffic also, bro. There's so much traffic. In Ghana, there was a traffic problem.
Mm.
Wherever we go, there's just a traffic problem.
Traffic problem.
You know what I mean? This is brilliant.
Hey, man, this guy is from another world, man.
Dude. Yeah.
The Boring Company, I love that.
Crazy, right? Yeah. Yeah, that's Elon Musk. I'd love for him to actually successfully buy Twitter. And let's see what he does with it, man.
Shout out to Choop Choop. Did you see he's back?
Hey!
Is in Chamato.
Choop Choop. Choop
Yeah,
well done, man.
I saw on my snap, he's filming somewhere. He's back.
He's back.
Clips, yeah.
Nice.
Would you be scared if Choop Choop came to wherever you are and he's got cameras?
Oh, bring them on, bro.
Yeah?
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I don't do anything shady.
Yeah.
I'm a well-behaved guy.
Okay.
So if he came to Migalo last night, you wouldn't run?
Nah. I was with the chance. We're having fun. You know? We're good.
Hey. Like, but who's most likely to run in the crew?
All of them.
Hey,
only Neo will be left standing there.
Yeah, all of them, Shem. All of them. Like, Tibla. Nah, Tibla also. He would chill.
Tibla must come out of the closet. I've never seen him with a girl.
Tibla rocks. No, Tibla rocks in Pulukwane. Hey, you're rocking in Pulukwane. Tibla rocks. Tibla rocks, dog.
Is he the one that was getting hit?
Tevin.
Huh? Is he the one that was getting hit while we were recording?
Hey. And he's in the room today.
Who was getting hit, Kanti?
Hey.
I don't even know the story. Who was getting hit? Niggas are wild.
Yo.
Hey.
Who was getting hit?
Come to the mic. Tell your story.
Who was getting hit?
Tell your story, guys.
Who was it? Was it Tato? Yeah. Simpio, was it you?
It was Tato.
It was Tato.
Tell your story.
How do you get hit while we're recording? Please explain that, bro.
Tell your story.
No, I don't know.
Tell your story, dog. Really, how do you do that, dog?
Seems like this story is unknown, huh?
In broad daylight,
dog.
How are you handling a camera? What happens?
His head sprung.
Who are you? You're the man, dog.
Anyway, what else has been going on, Ghost Lane?
You guys, did you see the tweet by Intabaya said Dubai?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shame. Intabaya said Dubai has got a mountain of problems. What do you
Okay, I'll just read the tweet that he's just first. Imali Ningi has reached over 12 million streams, but I'm broke, never got one rand.
Oh my goodness, man. Not again.
Come on. Inkabi Records responded, right? And we would like to declare that...
This is Big Zulu's record label.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
All due diligence, agreements, splits and contracts pertaining to Imali Ningi were handled with the label that Dabaya said Dubai is signed to, which is Ambitious Entertainment.
Mm.
This was done in the early stages of the song being released. So therefore, Big Zulu has fulfilled all his obligations to Intabaya said Dubai and his record label. Claims made by Intabaya said Dubai pertaining non-payments are not associated with Inkabi Records and Big Zulu. Then we got another statement from Ambitious, right? This was on the 12th of April.
Because when I saw that tweet, I'm thinking, Ambitious rocked him. Hey. That's the first thing that comes to my mind. It's like, another one.
Well, if Nkabi says they've paid something over to them, and also, I mean, sorry, you'll continue, he's registered with Samro, isn't he?
Mm.
And, I mean, I see labels can give you whatever, but as the author, the writer on the music, you must get something from Sambra and from Sampra as well. Wow, what's happening with those, you know?
Yeah. Okay. What did the statement say?
So, okay, they said, Ambitious Entertainment hereby confirms that it has entered into a music agreement with Inkabi Records, which grants Ambitious Entertainment 25% master ownership of the song. Imali Ning by Big Zulu.
So wait, so they own 25% of Imali Ning?
Yes.
Yes,
because he signed under them.
Yes.
So his split is from that 25%?
Yes. Okay. Yes. So it actually goes further, and because Ambitious Entertainment received the first royalty statement a year after the song was released from Inkabi Records and a total payment of 9,000.
Okay. 9,000?
No, 90.
90?
4,000, yeah.
This
is the 25%.
Oh, yes.
So,
but it's still, man, that's little, man.
But,
jeez.
But if the song made like maybe.
So it made like probably like
almost half a million.
Yeah.
That's 25%.
That'll be
25%. 25% of half a million would be 100,000.
Yeah, but bro, you can't have the biggest song in the world, I mean in the country, and take 100,000.
Bro.
Bro, that's too little, man. Or half a million.
Dude. Oh, don't worry. Wait for the funeral. Right? You'll see. No,
you'll be
I swear.
Guys.
When royalties come out, I'll be honest, right? You'll get like 1,500 from Samra. Literally.
Mm. Wow.
1.5, unless it plays a lot on TV, though. Like, and the guys never want to be honest. Like, I think, did I ask Questa? I'm not sure, but I've asked someone who had a really huge song. I'm like, bro. Because I've never really had a hit, but a nice song, but not like a dominating the charts song. How much do you get from Sam? How much do you really get? You know what I mean? The money's not that amazing. You know?
That's why everybody's doing the gigs, ne?
Yeah.
That's where the money is.
Yes, that's where the money is. I remember when I dropped my song, and then I went on Big Brother the following year, and I came out, I got like a check of like 25,000 from Samro.
Mm.
I remember coming out the house, you know, and YFM would be paying me all these 3 months also.
Yeah.
So I came like, hey, what's going on in this account now, you know?
Yeah.
This is different. So like the money's not that amazing. But for a super big song like that, I don't know how much it is, but
yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if I hear around the figure of 500,000. I really wouldn't be surprised.
Jeez.
So, okay, just to further, just a breakdown, because there was a first payment of 36,000, like just over 36,000. Second payment was the 39,000. And the third payment was 21,000, just over that.
Yeah,
so this was between like last year in 2021, November, December, and this year, February. those are just the amounts he was receiving.
So that's ambitious paying in Dhabi.
Which equals to that 94,000.
Is that ambitious paying Untaba?
Yes, or? Yeah.
Oh.
No, it sounds like...
Or is it Inkabi paying over 25% to ambitious?
Yes, ambitious.
Yes,
he gets a cut from that.
And then
yes.
Ambitious will pay him from that.
Cut, yes. Yeah.
They're the company. It's like, I mean, if the company makes 1 million and you're an employee, they won't just give you 1 million,
of course,
right?
Yes,
they'll
of course.
Give you what's due to you.
Of course.
Maybe 50,000.
Yeah.
Or 10,
even. Or whatever. I mean, yeah, like literally. Yeah.
So what's he crying for then?
He signed the contract.
Yeah. And it seems like everybody followed due diligence.
Because
like,
he said he hasn't received a rand.
A rand?
Yeah, a rand.
I've not even received 1 rand.
But his tweet made it seem like the streams, the 12 million, it's actually like 12 million rands. Like, because it's 12 million streams, he's owed a shitload of money. It made it seem like
Nota tweeted it, man. Like, a million streams, it's nothing, bro. Streams are nothing.
Mm.
Streams, sadly, they're nothing. And it's not like before where you go on iTunes, we buy songs. You just put your TV on or your phone on, you play Spotify, you stream, right? Streams are nothing. Like a million streams will pay you like something like 3,000 or something stupid like that.
Mm.
And all of that also now needs to be... What is it? 75% Nkabi, 25% ambitious.
Ambitious.
And on top of that, he needs to get paid something. Streams are nothing. 12 million streams are nothing. Mm. Like, they're not serious money. They're not 12 million. They're not even 1 million rands. Mm. They're not even half a million. They're not even 100,000 rands. Then, 12 million streams. Google there.
Yeah.
Nota tweeted it at some point this week. They're not much.
So much for Mfuni Mali.
Usaka Matumbe. Ah, shame, man. But guys, it's the contracts people sign, you know? Know the contracts you sign. And let's be honest, he makes that song, you know?
Like
when we sing that song...
We wait for the chorus.
We sing the chorus.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know the verses, all of them. And they're nice verses.
Mm-hmm.
But he makes the song. The song is the chorus.
I think he's sour because he didn't get any gigs. Because Big Zulu milked it in terms of gigs.
Yeah.
Remember that December? Strange. He was booked but all over, bro.
But why didn't he feature him? Why didn't they travel together?
Like a different management, number one.
Yeah, and he's not obliged to.
Okay.
It's like saying Kabza must travel with everybody that he's put on. Shasha.
Yes.
He doesn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Exactly.
The guy must just get in studio and make more music. That's it.
But. Yeah, but that also could backfire if he's got a shit contract in place.
What do you mean?
Like, to make money from the bookings.
Yeah, the money's in the gigs.
Yeah, it's true. Because royalties, guys, I don't really pay that much.
I mean, if you look at him, Seven's Away to everybody there ate from bookings.
Dude, everyone.
Lady
everyone.
Dude,
Pasta.
Remember Pasta Pai's Amaroto.
Yes.
Exactly.
So he was meant to do something with the song. Like, he didn't do anything, I think.
But you see, the thing is, you are a promoter. You book
Big Zulu
in Taba Dubai.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then he comes to perform.
Yeah.
He performs a chorus.
And then he's out.
And then?
I wouldn't even be able to notice him if he walked there. I wouldn't even know it's him, bro.
I might. I know the face.
But what I'm trying to say is that it was upon him to ride the wave, either get into studio, make more songs, because the song was big, then promoters will book him. Because on top of the songs that he's got out, they know that Imali Eningi, he'll perform that as well. Because that was the biggest.
Yeah. Yes.
Like what Dos is doing.
Yes.
Dos is releasing. He's not just relying on Umlando.
Yes. Dos is dropping, eh?
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the government's just getting a studio and drop, and then he'll get gigs.
Yeah, he must just work, man. He'll get gigs. But you see, he's probably got a 360 deal also with Ambitious, and they do his management.
But that's got nothing to do with gigs.
If they do management, it's got everything to do with gigs.
Oh shit!
So that means they don't even just like book him.
And we don't know what kind of structure they have. You know, like also, is it we book you out for 100K, we give you 10, or what? You know, but that's still on him. That's his contract still.
Yeah.
And the thing is with Imali Eningi, I think we ended up just only knowing Big Zulu, on you know that it's just a Big Zulu song.
Yeah.
No, Ntabase Dubai, guys. Because it says featuring Ntabase Dubai, and he's the one who sings. And that's why we're talking about him. Let's be honest. Because we know him. We know him. Like, we know the name. We know the name.
Remember the name.
He didn't come out of the shadow. I guess he just... It became just Big Zulu, you know? He overpowered the song, I guess.
Yeah, he's a bigger brand.
Mm. Yeah, definitely.
But anyway, what else has been going on?
There's Big Zulu's challenge, then, for his boxing match. They're both huge. No, seriously.
Actually.
And he'll make money from that boxing match. Ndabaza Dubai will make money from there. Like, he'll make... Casper, he's the promoter. He'll make serious money, like a couple of hundred thousands, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's a good idea, actually.
Yeah, I'll show up to watch that fight, because I know it's... motivated or something.
And you've seen Big Zulu has been wanting a fight, guys. You are more nugutai.
Yes.
Also prepare.
You can't show up. You're banned for life. They banned you for 10 years. Like,
Casper,
Will Smith.
Please, man. Nah, man, nah.
You can't even Casper. Just attend the pool parties on.
Ah,
pool
man,
party.
Casper. Ah, man. So
cool. Yo, bro, is Casper coming? Have you reached out to him?
I haven't. I'll ask him. I'll text him. Yo, bro, are we good for the interview?
Because I tried to call T. Lee today. He didn't answer.
Oh, for real.
Yeah.
Try Spike. He's also a nice guy.
Who's Spike?
One of the guys of Bridge Entertainment. He works with Tilly.
Fuck Spike, man. You got his number. Contact him.
I'll contact Casper.
Yeah.
Isn't he healing, though? Is he not healing? Like healing process? How's it going?
Hey, Mesh, please do a design, eh? A countdown. That counts down how many days since Casper said he'll come and he hasn't.
Yeah.
Let's go. Check how many days and then we must keep it counting until he comes.
Let's do it.
Seven days until he said he'll come.
600 days. Yes. Saul is married. Got 5 kids now. Hey, make on child number 5 and wife number 4 following his grandfather's footsteps. Yeah. 800 days.
Hey, since Casper said he'll come.
Since Casper said he'll come.
It'll be like a lockdown, this guy, kind of.
Yes, like 5,000 of lockdown, remember? After 2 years, I'm like, ah.
Okay, you said 21 days, guys.
Yeah,
look at us now.
Tibla has come out the closet.
Spears married the girl who gave him head during the show in Pulukwani.
Okay, guys.
So in Bulkwana, you are the headliner.
I actually like to talk.
Oh, shit. What else been going on?
Alrighty. Guys, Bonang,
Faith
right?
Faith is going to get married, divorce, get married again before Casper comes.
You think?
I think it'll be a good marriage.
You have faith, ne?
Oh, wow. He's on fire. Yeah.
You gotta have faith.
Oh man, our gone baddie.
I think it's gonna be a successful marriage.
Fuck out of here.
I really feel like the best marriages, right? And my whole thing is both men and women, it's better if you've been around, like before you get married.
Okay, yes.
You know, I prefer a woman who's had her whole face.
Yes.
I don't want to have seen it or known about it.
And guys have whole faces as well. It's not just
niggas women. Guys need to have whole faces as well.
Yeah.
You know, before going into a marriage. And a woman, I want my wife one day to have been through a whole face. I don't want to have been there, seen it.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't be recorded or anything. But it's better like that.
There mustn't be no
make
tape.
The best marriages. Not someone's going to go through a whole face and shatile because we're having small problems. So that's why I think it might be a very successful woman. Like marriage, like... Dude, I know
it's not about the whole face, bro. With these girls, it's all about money. So right now, he's got the most money. And there'll come another guy with more money. Because you know, there's a guy with more money. There's always
more money.
Yeah.
Ooh, true.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, none of these 8 girls never marry like a random guy with no money.
Ooh.
Who do you know?
Ooh.
So do you think it's going to be a mini Dlamini kind of a thing, situation?
Yeah, of course, man. They won't last.
They won't last.
But you can bet on it. I bet you Faith's marriage won't last longer than Casper will before he comes here.
Okay. Touche, I get it. I get you. I get what you mean.
I feel like Faith will call Casper, like Lalela.
So you're saying if she had married, not that, we don't clarify poverty or anything, but yeah. a normal rich guy, normal, like, comfortable guy with a C-class and something else and a decent house paid off, then you would be like, ah, this is the real deal. This is the one.
Yeah, what happens with these girls is that there's always a guy that they love, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the guy's broke. So he's the side nigga.
Mm.
And then they marry the guy.
He's the one who...
Yes, and then they marry the guy with the money.
Do you know what he's worth, this guy? Yeah, the how guy much, he married. How much? Like she married. 240 million.
You! How do we know that in South Africa, though, guys?
240 million rand. He's like a very wealthy businessman.
It feels thumb-sucked, though. Like, how see, do we
and
know
then
that
Patrice comes. How are you going to compete with Patrice?
Hmm. See what I'm saying? Yeah, true. Like, she's fast. She's out. How? She's gone. What are you going to do?
She's gone.
His dad is the former mayor of Pietermaritzburg.
Mm.
The guy's dead.
But still, how are you going to, like... Yeah, but still. He's probably very rich. Just, like, how do we get to 240 million? You know, how do what do we evaluate? The businesses? Which entity does that?
It's trucking, not a apparently.
Company. It's a private company.
In a trucking business. Mm.
But I do agree with you. Rather marry a girl who's gone through her whole phase.
I want to marry a girl who's gone through her whole phase. I don't want an angel who we something happens and then it triggers a whole phase in our marriage.
I remember my cousin once, he had this girl in Venda, man. Beautiful, most beautiful girl you'll see.
Oh, nice.
Like, we thought, like, she's the one. They're getting married. Boom, boom, boom. And he was staying in Joburg.
Mm-hmm.
So she comes, lives with him in Joburg.
See where this story is going.
Yeah. She comes, lives with him in Joburg.
Mm-hmm.
Starts going to taboo. Oh, it was late.
Discovers taboo.
It was late. When we saw, we're like, which one is this one now?
Then she finds a true calling.
Yeah.
That's her lane. She finds her lane now, you know?
Yeah.
Don't ever marry an angel who's been through nothing.
Yeah. Mm.
Ever.
Recipe for disaster.
Recipe.
First argument, they're out the door.
Oh. Going to black door. Why is it black door in the center?
As a lady, what do you think, Osley? Do you agree with
no,
that?
No, I totally agree. And I've always said that with amongst my friends. Like, you know that thing of like you're keeping yourself for marriage. Like, sometimes just live. Don't keep yourself, you know, just know what's going on outside there, guys.
That's rich from you. You made Mnanga wait for 10 months.
For what?
Before marriage.
Yeah, but no.
But she didn't keep herself her
I
whole
didn't keep.
Life for marriage.
It's not like I kept myself.
You know, she was out there. She was out and about.
No, you know that strategy? Like, because I knew, I was like, you know what? I want you to really commit to marriage now. I don't want you just... okay, I'm with someone, we end up just being together and then we break up. It was that thing like, the next man I'm with, we need to get married.
Because you've been through everything,
yes.
You've seen it all.
Exactly.
So he waited 10 months?
Yes.
Before he could hit it?
Yeah, because we... Yes.
Damn.
Yes.
What were you
on
guys
our
doing?
Wedding day.
What were you guys doing?
Nothing.
Tell me.
We did nothing.
I
still get fascinated.
So when he got a hard on, what did he do?
Well, he kept it to himself. He kept it. Yeah, he kept it to himself.
Tell me, that
can't even go 10 days, man.
Who?
Jeez, imagine 10
but
months.
But you know what? That's how you test love. That's when I knew, like, wow, this nigga loves me.
Oh, come on, that's not.
No, the not measure. Just. Yeah, but I'm just like, it's also not. It's not the total measure because guys can wait and then still fuck you up, you know. But in this situation, it was like, okay, because of the whole process, we have to do, plan whether I'm a lobolo and the dates and all of this, just the commitment.
Were you staying with the helper at this time?
No, he had no helper. He was staying alone.
He was alone.
Yes.
No helper.
No help.
Yeah.
No help.
No one was giving him a hand?
No. Nobody.
Him Naga strong, eh?
I'm Naga is the man. He's the man he thinks he is.
He's the man he thinks he is.
But that never always works. Like, didn't Megan good and her husband or boyfriend didn't have sex for like 3 years when they were dating and waited for married. Now they divorced.
Don't take it for too long also. It's like,
now they
know,
divorced.
Yeah, that's the...
How's the first night?
Yes, how's the marriage night? Is it like 10 months to wait for 2 minutes? Like... Is that it?
You know what?
Or was because it like it was, the whole night? Like marathon?
No. Like, I think we were tired. The wedding,
oh,
you know,
yes,
like, we're just exhausted.
You're hosting.
It was just a weird. What I remember from it was just weird. We did it weird. Okay, we fell asleep. Next day, we still had to go to watch Nelspruit for the the day two, you know, of the tradition.
So what if he was a bad lover?
Yeah, what if the dick was bad?
Ah, no, thank God.
And you discover him shadowing.
Hey, hey. No, I was like, okay, I'm willing to go, like, for this, for what I want, I'm willing to go through, like, that gamble. Mm. And thank you, Lord.
Mm. I mean, sex is teachable. Like, you could have taught him that, like, if it was bad, Uti, okay, there's something, we can work with this.
Yes.
You know, like, all right,
man, you can't teach someone to have a bigger dick.
The smallest. Okay, like, yeah, that's what should have been the question. you know, like, what if he's a bad lover? Because, yeah, if Vele Ingara. But let's be honest. In those 10 months,
yes,
when you would have a hard-on, more better, Vele, to see what you're working with.
Yeah, I guess I would use McG's, you know, intuition. You know how we can spot who's making.
Yes, yeah, to pass rhymes.
Yeah.
To patty.
No, yes. I'm not going to get a big dick. He needs a Dropbox.
Hi, Bo.
That's how big his dick is.
What?
It's too big.
He needs a, I don't know what that means. He needs a Dropbox.
What does that mean?
No, his dick is so big, he needs Dropbox. You know when you send something,
a
file?
Dropbox, yes, a file?
Yeah, if it's too big, you need Dropbox.
Oh!
Yes. Oh, like the cloud. Put it in the cloud.
Oh!
I've been saving that one for months.
It's a good one. It's well thought out. Just said like Dropbox.
Yeah, yes, so just like
it's like, yo, who last used Dropbox? Did they shut down?
We transfer now, you know?
Yeah, we transfer the cloud now.
Yeah.
Google Drive, but it won't have the same
thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, so, I'm kidding. I've never looked at Nugget's package. I'm kidding.
Yeah, right.
I just wanted to drop that one there.
Oh, wow. But I'm a happy woman.
All right, what's next, Coslin?
All righty. Guys, so Bonang revealed that her fight about BNG, her champagne brand, is still ongoing, you know. Okay. So she went as far as she wrote that they will come a time when I will explain exactly what happened to me and the people need to learn from it. It's a lesson I learned and it's a mistake that anyone can make because we trusted people and we end up in complicated situations.
Oh, shame, man.
So, yeah.
That's what happens when you don't own the brand, bro. When you're just a face. That's all.
You've said that.
Yeah, but she made a mistake. She did say
that. And she's admitting to it now.
Yeah, she's human, bro. Like, you know, and it happens to a lot of people, you know what I mean? And it takes a big person to say, yo, I made a mistake or I signed a bad deal, you know? Hopefully she comes, right?
I guess the allegations that were put, you know, like maybe, like, because they were saying they were struggling to work with her and all of these, maybe she's admitting to that yes, maybe it's what, when she says, I made a lot of mistakes, but anyway, I will talk about it later.
That's why I always advocate for celebs to own their own brands. Otherwise, you're at the mercy of someone else. I mean, look at Drip. Drip can release panties tomorrow because he owns that shit.
Yeah.
I'm probably working on them now.
Yeah.
Drip panties. Oh, drip panties. Ooh, keep on dripping.
Ooh, keep dripping. Hey, damn, I like that. Drip panties.
Baby, I'm wet. Must be drip.
It must be drip. It must be the drip, baby.
Anything else you want to talk about, Doc?
Senzo, guys.
Oh, the talkie. Hey, Takala.
Ish.
I'm on episode 3, man. I haven't, like, finished it.
You guys finished it? I finished it.
And what's the conclusion there? Like, what does it look like after the end of the docu? Like, what happened?
Basically, the end just goes to the 5 guys who are now, we're seeing, who have been, well, who are charged and going through this whole case.
This week,
these guys, you know, and which now are said to be the killers, alleged killers.
On.
Yeah, so it's very, that's where it's like after that whole, it almost just takes you through this roller coaster, emotional roller coaster. That's what it did to me.
It does.
Like, I actually hated the end.
I haven't seen him, and I feel like I know everything about that case, and it's not like they solved it.
Yeah, it just goes around in circles.
Yeah, you know, I think if there was a solution or like a final destination,
a new discovery.
Yes, then I'd watch it. But I haven't had the thing of like, let me watch this thing
because, you know, it's gonna get you a non-conclusion.
Yes, like, exactly. They're gonna leave you hanging.
Yes.
So it's like,
so Kelly Khumalo even appointed, with this case that's going on, appointed an attorney to just be observing the whole proceedings on her behalf.
Oh, she hasn't been going.
Yeah, she hasn't been going. Oh, so okay. Obviously that kind of like, why would she be, if she's innocent, why would she be like placing an attorney there? And
what but rumor, let's be real, you know, like she's going to go through some abuse when she goes to the courtroom. She's going to have eyes. People will probably have some.
But she's not charged, remarks. So why would she even go there? Or just for support, you mean?
No, I'm saying I understand why she's sending like a proxy or a lawyer mm-hmm. to be there on her behalf, because you know she's going to, she probably wants to take over mental health as well, because you know that people have concluded in their heads, Wootie, she knows something. So she's probably just trying to protect herself, because whether she shows up, people say, oh, wow, she's showing up for Senzo. We love her. Maybe she's innocent. Because people have made up their minds. Let's be honest.
Mm.
What rumors have you heard about what happened? Because there's a lot of rumors flying around.
Yeah, the rumor that I heard is because Chico's son was there, a long way, and that there was an argument that ensued. A shot was fired.
Mm.
That's the rumor, you know, that I've heard.
I heard the same rumor as well. I heard Kelly apparently is on drugs. And Chico's son was the dealer.
Oh,
so
damn.
He was there the night, and then...
So we were twirling my drugs?
Yeah.
Chico's son.
And then that's when the shots happened. And then...
shots of drugs?
No.
Oh, shit.
And then, obviously, because it's Chico's son, Chico covered the whole thing. That's why no one knows till this day what went on.
Yeah, I've heard about that as well. Because, I mean, Chico's rich, dog. He's a businessman. He's got
And he's got connections, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's got connections, definitely.
And then the other rumor I heard is that it was a sacrifice by Kelly. That's why since he's passed away, she's been booming.
Shout out for a while. Speaking on that. Shout out to Mzilikazi of Africa, like, one of the best like investigative journalists.
And also,
he's a music producer. Actually, he DM'd me 2 years ago, wanted to make a song, but I wasn't in the right space. I must call him. Yeah. Shout out to him. He was on the docu, right?
Yeah.
And he mentioned something. So there was some new info. Speaking of the sacrifice thing, he mentioned something that after the shooting happened, that morning at like 3 o'clock in the morning, he said, Kelly went to a Sangoma in Foslo.
Mm. No way.
Yeah, to
Ubayokezo.
Ubayokezo. Yeah, it's in the docu. I'm not making this shit up. That's why I'm like, shout out to Mzilikazi Africa. He mentioned this.
Yeah.
That guy's good, bro. Like, at some point, some politicians were wanting him because that guy's good. Like, Google him. Like, Mzilikazi Africa. Yeah.
To go. Do you think the truth will ever come out?
And then, the Sangoma, if I'm not wrong, when now she, because she didn't know what's going on.
What's so, going on?
A client is coming at 2 o'clock in the morning, whatever, cool. When she found out.
See, that's what Sangomas do, not go to Migalo at 3 in the morning. Like poor Madim.
Come on.
Must be on but call.
How?
Sangoma on call.
Yay.
Well, Sangomas do party month then, because it's Pela Gonya. I'm gonna go back to Virginia. Okay, why? So the Sangoma is like, okay, it's just clients coming through at 3, up until she sees what happens in the news and stuff. And then, if I'm not mistaken, goes to a police station, a palafitavit or something like that. And then she was threatened, Uguti, drop the shit over yours, otherwise you'll see gak.
Mm-hmm.
And she was silenced. I'm not making this up. I'm telling the story right. You must watch the docu. Like there's some that I was like, whoa,
that's hectic.
What? Why are you okay? Because why? Like
why?
You know, I don't know how the work is.
Your husband or your boyfriend just passed away.
Yeah, and it's not because you did anything wrong. So you didn't. I don't know
why so quick? You know, why so quick?
I mean, if I've got a funeral at home, you know, I mean, my mom passed away. The day she dies, you know what I mean? you do the thing and then you're humble, okay, so like in the corner, you don't need a sangoma to do that. Mm. You're a family member needs to members. Do it. Like, you know what I mean? No sangoma is needed. Mm. So why on the day, why so soon, why so immediate, you know?
Do you think the truth will ever come out?
No. It's because I feel like it's been so long. It's so buried by I don't know who, by how. But I feel like it's been so long, it's distorted now. It's, mm. it's you get me? It's probably tempered with anyway.
Mm.
It's been so long, bro. Oh, and I don't know about the Gutsubo cleaning you.
Oh, yeah.
When the cops came, yes. It was cleaned.
Huh. The scene was tempered
hat was
with.
There. A random yeah. hat yeah. was there. But we're cleaning you, like, yo.
Umama said next door had to
come. Who cleans? Someone yeah. just could... died here, like you don't touch anything.
Mm.
It's like when you're in a car crash. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
You don't move the car, mm. you don't do shit. This way,
just hide the alcohol. Mm.
Yeah, yeah. You remember, I was in a car accident with him.
Ah.
I was passed out loud. Even got stories on this podcast. We're from Mikalo.
Yeah,
we're from Mikalo.
Hey, Mikalo gets
this guy.
Whatever it starts with Mikalo, doesn't end well.
This guy rode off his car. I passed out. Woke up in Pinoni, Crystal Park. Like, and I'm like, you know, dazed. Dropped me off at home. I'm like, what happened yesterday? Like, oh, yeah, yeah, I rode off my car. a truck smashed us. Like, smashed us. Yeah, here's a picture. I'm like, I was in that car. Yeah, I was just sleeping. Snoring away. It's not funny though, man. Yo. Anything could have happened. I could have lost a leg.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Just wish me luck. Break your leg. Like, what is crazy though?
Elamrenje.
Elamrenje. Yeah. So, and yeah.
Was he getting head on the way home?
Hey, well, was there another person? Huh? What the hell going on, dog? But I remember. But the thing is, in that case, yeah, like in an accident.
What's a head count?
Oh. I doubt you. Is it now headbutt this motherfucker? Like, you couldn't get butts that day, so headbutt him now. Like, I can get her, boy. Well, yeah, you can get her. So you know what I mean? You don't tamper with evidence. You don't tamper with anything. And apparently, you know, it was tampered with.
Mm. Sure.
No, it's you crazy, must you man. Must watch it. You must take some time and just like.
Yeah,
watch
take
it.
Some time and check it out.
Imagine being Senzo's family, bro.
It's
you
painful,
just want answers, man.
Yo.
True.
I think that's where also it's just like, oh man, for the just the sake of this family, can they just get the answers so they can yeah. rest?
But also, rest. There's a point where I felt for Kaylee because there was a point where I think she tried to meet the family.
Oh, okay.
Because Senzo wanted to do a stable thing, like polygamy. But he has started it the wrong way.
Yeah.
You know, like completely. You know what I mean? And the wife, he had spoken with the wife before and she was cool. But when it was happening now, she's like, this is not how you do it. You know? Mm. And Kaylee, I think there was a point where she met the family and respected mom, like Senzo's mom, like Sobona Ma. But she was just met with resentment.
And rejection.
Yeah. Mm. You know what I mean? I felt for her there. You know, there was a time where they were supposed to drive and Senzo's mom, which I understand, was like, I'm not going to get into this car.
Yeah. Because
if anything happens,
what am I going to say to the wife?
Yes. You know what I mean? Like, and those things really happen. Like, you are cheating, getting into an accident on the side check. It almost happened to me once. And I was like, how was I going to explain that, you know, to my woman back then? Like, this person died in my car with an accident. You know what I mean? And she was like, I'm not going to get into this car. So that kind of rejection also was like, ouch, you know? And yeah, man. So at some point, you really feel for her. And but this docu is nice because at some point, everybody, it's not like they're trying to cast Kaylee as the guilty one. They ask questions about everyone.
Like, oh, okay. Yeah.
Could the wife have done it?
Yeah.
You know?
The friends.
Oh, yeah.
What
yeah.
motive does the wife have?
Payouts, whatever. But the friends were like, people thought Senzo was a millionaire. We knew Senzo doesn't have money. He's not a millionaire. You know, it's one of those like footballers getting underpaid. And yeah. But you got to ask those questions also. Could the wife have benefited anything, something? Did she have a motive? Husband cheating? Husband hits her for the first time? Because it was said that at some point, you know, because he'd never been physical with his wife, yeah, but started being physical. Mm. You know what I mean? All these things. And you got to ask, could the friends, is it fake friends, or is it jealous friends? Is it, could it be, you know,
because
what I mean?
They were friends with the wife, also those friends that were with him.
Yes,
they were,
yes,
close,
yes,
with the wife.
Yes, they were, yeah, close. Obviously made, you know, yeah, your girlfriend like says you're from Dala, that you're day one. So we want to be close, you know.
What has the wife said? Has she said anything?
I think they, no, she didn't. I haven't seen it on the docu, but I think there's tapes or something.
Yeah. Because
Netflix to expense, like when they do these things, they get footage from all over.
All,
you know,
over.
So they show, yeah, the wife in the presser at PSL where she, you know, saying, yeah, cool, the money is going to get paid out to the kids, whatever. She didn't really get much even from the PSL,
yeah,
money or
it club seemed like money. It was for the kids.
For the kids, yeah, you know. Yeah. So she didn't even benefit anything. But I remember she was so happy and smiling. I think she had closure and accepted, you know.
Yeah.
Uguti, okay, this had happened, and probably moved
but
on.
But don't you ever
life.
Think also, like, with Senzo's behavior, like his promiscuity, like, because it seemed like it hurts both women, you know. This is, it almost like he had it coming to him.
Mm. Yeah, not he should have waited 10 months.
Ah. You see, he'd be alive. Huh? With one woman. With one loyal woman.
Come on. What goalkeeper's going to wait 10 months? You're a superstar.
You're a superstar. And it's, you know, and they did say he was just loved. Like, women were just falling for him,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So his behavior in a way as well, you know, like they say sometimes with the cognizant that you just kind of invite into your life because of your behavior. And
look, I'll be honest. Né? What happened to Senzo happens to a lot of men.
Mm-hmm.
Whether he just got his first car and he's been with this girl for years, and then I got you know what I mean? Mm. At a smaller scale, for real.
Yeah.
Or he just got his first big job, or he just got famous now, you know, I got to change, even at a smaller scale, and start cheating, start whatever.
It's whole just phase.
That, yeah, it's just that, yeah, it's whole phase, you know what I mean? It's just that we don't all end up, you know, with the same fate or suffer the same penalties as the goalie, you know? But it happens, all of us. It happens to us.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
But it happens to everyone, I'll be honest.
So, I'm not going
to be honest. I'll be, yeah, it's a good one. You know what I mean? It's a good one. You know what I mean? So, it happens. Like,
you have
where
to be a keeper there.
It happens where you just get that little success or fame or, you know, and you start fucking around. I'll be honest.
When was your whole phase, bro?
It happens.
After Big Brother, ne?
Nah.
Yeah. Was after
my
Big Brother.
Proper whole phase was after Big Brother. My proper. Woo. Woo. And then I got to play the show early morning, you know, like, on 5 FM, because I immediately went to 5, finished early morning, like, it was crazy, dog.
Yeah.
And I'm driving a Benz. It was nuts. Like, it was fucked up. Like,
And you had a girl at the time?
Yeah, I did.
Shh, poor girl.
Like a day, like, woo.
A day?
Yo, it was nuts.
This guy, point.
Like, you meet a girl today, Zakala. Or you meet today, tomorrow, Zakala.
Or even those promoters at the event.
And you go drop off, call somebody else, Zakala. That's when I almost got into an accident with someone. I was like, fucking hell.
You see the Jägermeister girls there at Capital?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah? Aspect Latila. Those ones.
Yeah?
Aspect Latila.
Oh, Capital. Yeah, your whole days was... what was yours, dog? ETV. YFM.
Weren't you underage then?
Yeah. ETV. When I was still... Because I was a meter driver, remember? But I'm meter, not that. Now I still got a meter, though. Yeah? When was your whole face, dog?
Ah, definitely YFM, dog. Why, yeah, why was crazy.
Well, for you guys, why was nuts.
Yo.
You, Mo, Tolly.
Even 947, but it was just Snow Bunnies, there. That was crazy as well.
Yeah, yeah, 947 for real.
Yeah.
Dope. But why, I think, was the peak, eh?
Yeah, why was the peak?
So and it's funny, all the girls I've been with, they never want to admit, eh? You'll never see any of them tweet.
For real?
Yeah, and all the girls I've been with, they never want to admit.
For real?
It's like, it was meant to be a secret.
Maybe it was.
Girls,
Why not you cool
girls, yes. You guys have like a shame fuck. Like,
yeah, a car you'd never admit. I think I'm a shame fuck, bro.
You're a shame fuck. I don't know. Maybe we'll call it a shame fuck.
Yeah.
There's, cars have a shame fuck. Like you'll never admit or say, fuck this guy.
An ex is just.
Oh, yeah, they don't want to consider you as an ex. Even though you smashed, it's like, I think it's, you're a mistake. When's any? Yes, they treat you like a grenade, like roadkill.
Like they use you and just
puff. I feel so used.
You're a roadkill, yes.
And I'm out here singing.
Singing. No. Shut up. We deny you. I mean, women, the only man they know is the one they are currently with. That's the motto.
Yes.
And I exit, please. Those were just...
Clemens is like, oh, why are you telling people... Like,
kindergarten friends.
I'm like, you introduced me to your parents. What do you mean?
So serious then with you?
No. She wanted... Hey, Mia, I had this thing. When you start introducing me to your parents, I chuck.
For real?
Because you didn't like commitments.
Yeah, no, I don't like commitments. I just wanted to hit and run, dog.
Mm. I want to introduce you to your parents. Also, you ducked because of the parents.
Yeah, yeah. After that, I'm like, I'm out.
Yeah, that was a good strategy to make a guy run away. I know that strategy.
Yes, because either
he's either in or out.
But there's guys like me who will just stay because I want what I want. I don't care. I can meet your whole family. I can slaughter the cow. In. You know? That's what Mr. Stephanie in the movie. Once I get what I get, I'm out. How so long? No, no. No, what's happening, Boozy? No, what's happening? Go on. How will? I'm finding him time down, man. So long, Boozy. Oh, shit. Me, I'll go through the full Monty, the whole 9 yards. I'll do anything.
I'm not going to know what I'm doing.
Exactly. Hey, me, I'll do the everything.
You learn the clan names.
I will learn the clan names. It's a band and a union. I will even paint. I will, your kid, if you have a kid, will love me. Like, I'll be dad. I mean, I'm focused. Hey, when I zoomed in on the target, I'm so in there. I'll do everything. I'll go through it.
Take the car to the car wash.
Take the car to the car wash. Dog. Anything, you know? When I get it, I get it, I'm good, I'm out. Done.
You're
dangerous. Sala, gentlemen. Sala, family. I can't be Libok. Gone. Going.
You're dangerous, Zoli.
Yeah, I'm focused. Like, I know it's a dick thing to do, but I don't do that, you know? These are old stories.
You are that boy that moms would, like, literally say, stay away.
No. Did you have a whole face, ghost lady?
Parents love me. Yes.
Yeah. Mm. But it's not to what extreme. But yeah, like...
The way you say yes, like you're not proud of it.
Like, yeah.
Because exactly, it's deny.
Or 999.
You know?
Deny. I see.
Oh, man. Good. But girls go crazy when they go through a whole phase. You guys do it worse than us, man.
You guys are so... You got the blueprint to this thing.
Yeah.
Girls' whole phase.
Bruh. And they'll show you flames, eh?
Never have a girl go through a whole phase while you're dating her. They'll show you flames.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us have had girls go through a whole phase while we're dating them, and it will kill us when you find out at to what extent.
Yeah.
And with who. Because y'all are good at keeping it...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Under wraps.
And I think with girls also, we know how to spot the vulnerable guys, you know? So it's also playing someone who's really into you. Then it hurts you, you know? So you know, it's like, Shem, those ones actually thought they would marry me. I was there to play.
Anything else, bro?
Nah, man. I feel like there's something we're missing. Because we're
go through the prep.
Yeah. Like, just... I think we've covered a lot, though. We've covered everything. Ooh, shout out to Gala Tugzin, bro.
That guy is a
god DJ. Like, book that guy, guys. Book Gala Tugzin from Durban.
He reminds me of Shimza when Shimza was.
Yeah, just won the Smirnoff thing.
Yeah, he's good, that guy.
That guy.
I had to play after him in Durban. Fuck
you. When you're playing after him, I'm like, the whole club was like, hell, pretend, Nesake, pretend. The girl comes, you're like, hey, I like this. The whole club, pretend. Then she grabs the Jägermeister, like, pretend. And then they, like, move like a snake.
Yo.
And she moves out the VIP, like, pretend, Nesake. She goes out the club, you're like, Then the song stops. We're like, fuck, where's my alcohol? It's gone. That guy is good. Like, he gets you in a trance, man. That guy is a... Yo, Gala Tuxin can play.
Yeah, no, fucked up.
No, you killed fucked it though up as well. You know, like, but yeah, yo, Gala Tuxin is amazing. Shout out to him, bro. Mm. Yo. So like, even yesterday, I forgot the guy. I was not here. The guy who played before me.
Yeah.
He plays piano. What's his name?
Ria.
No, the guy.
Yeah, Ria.
With the Ria who?
Yeah, Ria the Soul. Yeah.
Ria the Soul. Yeah. That guy is good also. Like, yeah, he's, Dino comes to me like, yo, go, this guy is good, man. Like, are you okay? Just, are you going to be okay? I'm like, he just played your whole set. I'm like, hey. I got thousands of songs and this is USB. Don't worry, I'll be good. And
who's the greatest piano DJ?
Greatest in the piano.
No.
I'm gonna go with guys are good out there. Musa Keys is a beast. I'm gonna go with
Musa Keys.
Durban Gogo.
Whoa!
Durban Gogo is a beast.
Best. I'm a piano DJ.
For me, my favorite.
Wow.
I'll go with Durban Gogo. She's a beast.
I think
I haven't heard her many, but she's a beast. Bro.
Actually, yeah, because it's she's got that performing thing, you know. It's like there'll be maybe a dance or something.
It's not that though. She's good. Like technically, she's good. You know, me, I'm all about technique. You know, like she's good. She's very good. Like I see the
and the crowd response. You know those things. She's got those.
Devin Gogo is amazing, man. But there's so many, bro. It's an unfair question, though.
I think there is none. And I say, the reason why I say that, like none of these piano cats have like actual. They don't have, like, technique. Like, they don't make love to the mixer. Oh. Like, if you watch Shimza play, bro, like, he'll do things with the mixer that you never thought could happen. So I've never seen a piano DJ do that with the mixer. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but...
Not, like, mega mixing.
Piano's not heavy, like, effects, heavy, heavy. Like, that guy, Red Soul, yesterday, he was doing those things, the mixing and the acapellas and, you know, like, whoa, okay, on piano. And most other piano guys don't do that.
You know? I'm telling you, bro, if Shimza played piano, you'll understand what I'm talking about. Like DJ, DJ. Because most of these guys are producers that DJ. The artistry.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
Most of them are producers that just DJ. Which is cool, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But there's not like a DJ who you can call a name who doesn't have a song, but it's just like a piano DJ and they kill it. Am I making sense?
Oh, like Shimza didn't have music for a long time, but he was such a super DJ.
Yeah.
Who just played music so good.
Yeah.
Without being an artist.
We could play the same
set. But Stokey.
Stokey is just
Stokey
technique.
Is a DJ.
He's a DJ.
Yeah, he's like a my kind of DJ. Technique. Yeah. But like, yo.
But what I'm saying is that if Shimza and myself were to play the same set, he'd do things with that mixer that...
With the same songs.
With the same songs.
Mm, true.
That's what I'm saying.
True.
We don't have anyone
We don't have a piano DJ who's...
Just
I know.
DJing. Like, just strictly DJing.
I feel like that guy is the Ria the Soul. He's like that. But it's not known. But there's so many amazing DJs out there. You know, bro. You go to clubs, you're like, this guy's unknown. You're like, what the fuck, bro? You're brilliant.
Yeah.
But with that South Africa where everybody, every second guy is a DJ.
Actually,
and also, go.
No. I was just going to say, Devin Gogo and they're going to be playing at Coachella. Do you know that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, in Major League,
yeah.
Yeah, shout out. One. Wow, man. Yeah, Devin Gogo deserves Coachella. She's going to rock them. What's up with the resistance, though, of guys not wanting to produce? I'm not saying they must, but... They're always like, oh, when people meet me, because I've been like DJing for a while and made music before, like, you know, Afro stuff. They're like, ah, piano. Ah, like, what's up? Why don't just people embrace it? Especially the OGs. I don't get it, man.
It's stuck in the past, bro. They don't want to move with the times.
It's the weirdest thing. I'm not saying make it. Just embrace it, though, you know?
Yeah.
It's the weirdest thing. It's like... You've betrayed some movements when you play piano or you make piano. I'm like, guys, this thing is literally like a direct descendant from Kwaito. Our shit, our sound. Like,
and also, you have to cater to the audience that's partying right now, the people that are in the clubs.
True.
Like, when we started Rock the Girls, those people now have kids and families. Mm. They're not going to the club.
Yes.
There's a new generation. It's more mash.
I was trying to hear Monique Bingham, Rough Gum.
Rocco.
Rocco. You know what I mean?
It's a different time. You got to accept.
Like, piano's so musical, man. Like, you know? Yeah. Like, it's... Like, lockdown will come, but before there'll be some crazy guitar and chords, you know, in the build-up, and then the lockdown comes, it goes... Bark, you know
I have
I mean?
The same argument with Biggs and Terrace. Like, every time I see him, I'm like, dude, two pianos. Like, nah.
And dog, these kids worship him. They even sample him.
Bro, listen to Kelvin Momo's album, like the latest. Like, that thing is musical. Like, you can't, like, a guy asked me today, like, yo, soul, you play so nice, but you play soul. I'm like, I'll play piano soul. Like, you will, like, is this piano, but it's soulful. Like, your Kelvin Momo's, your, that's keeper, what the who? With the guitar. And there's so many, like, guys who are good. Musical. You know, Spanner's not just ratchet. It started with the whole ratchet. But it's just amazing what it is and what it has become and all the pockets of musicality within piano. So I don't get the resistance, man.
Who's your favorite ghost lady?
Piano.
Yeah.
DJ. Musa Keys. I like Musa
Musa.
Yeah.
Hey, Musa,
Musa,
man.
Musa Keys killed me. He tweeted this, this week. It's like, a girl came up to him at a party. He's like, oh, you're good looking in real life.
Hey, but his trip is crazy.
Like, yeah, I'm not going to say it, but yes. Yeah. Oh, that guy drip, dog.
Yes.
You know, call, like some, you know, call, Wellington's. I'm a poots in here. It is, that's our Valentine's thingy. He's drip, though. Hey, yeah. Musa, good drip, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, good trip, bro. Drip. And shout out to Namanama Shwam. DJ, Don Senana. You know that song?
I know. Yeah, always rock it.
I just, you always rock it. I love it, you know. Like, Musa Keys is a... He's like one of the my favorite like piano producers.
Oh, is it?
Beast.
All right, man. Ghost Lady, anything else you want
to
say?
Shout out to Makazi.
And what did she do?
She won at the Nickelodeon Kids Choice Awards.
For real?
Oh,
yes. Yo, shout out Makazi. Yo, well done.
Hey, Makazi
favorite
is gone.
African
eh?
Star Award.
Makazi is gone.
Favorite
eh?
African star.
Wow, no,
she's
gone. She's gone, man. Gone girl. Gone. Yeah. Well done.
Yeah.
She's acknowledged it that far.
Guys. Oh, fuck. When I was chatting to Biggs and he said that, you see the Limpopo sound?
Yes.
Out of that's the international sound that people fuck with outside of the country.
Which, so there's different Limpopo sounds.
The King Monada, the Master KG, Makazi sound.
Uh-huh.
That's the sound that people outside of SA really fuck with. Hence, Jerusalem.
Oh.
And a lot of people in Joburg feel like it's a taverny, tavern sound. Because they're so basic, the keys.
Yes.
It's like you're learning Fruity Loops or something. Yes. You know? But it's just basic and nice.
Yes. That sound is the one. Like, you know, a lot of people produce piano because they want to, or deep Afrotech, whatever, because they want to go overseas.
Yes.
But that's the sound that Europeans love.
Wow, and they identify as a South African sound.
Yes.
Yeah, because even Mujava. Remember Mujava?
Yes.
Yeah.
With the it's almost like Bacardi now.
Yes.
The snares.
Yeah. You know Calvin Harris used to open for Mujava.
What?
Yeah, before social media.
Fuck yo, me, you see?
Mujava was the first DJ to go, like what Black Coffee is doing now.
Uh-huh.
Mujava did it, but without social media. So no one knew about it. Like, listen to Sweet Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, Calvin Harris.
They chopped him.
They definitely chopped him.
Because when you'd go there and they'd open up for him, Mujava would play and they're like, what the fuck is this?
What? Yeah, so that's an untapped sound.
Yeah, because to us, I remember even Munada, he was like, yeah, they sell me tavern music, whatever, whatever. To us, it was like, aye. That's a sporty in Guamamsi, you know, something like, aye. But that's the shit.
That's the shit they love overseas, man.
Because I'll be honest, man, you know, when I heard Jerusalem the first time, I was not blown away.
Yes.
I was not blown away. Like, I was like, it felt like it's a cheat code, you know?
Yep.
Just that nice. Mm. But I was not like, yo. But it grew and you're like, okay. It's a genius song. You know what I mean? Well, that's what they want.
Because who started the dance? Was this dance? Did it start here or?
Internationally.
It was international. Yeah.
Definitely international.
Exactly. The song was released for like a year here. No one.
We all felt like Mia. Oh, it's a nice song. But, you know. And then we saw it internationally. Like, whoa, okay. It's a very special song.
And then you started playing it now.
I have never played it. I've never played it.
Why not?
I play piano.
Do you play it, Makai?
Like,
do you play it, Makai?
Do you play Jerusalem?
Yeah, at corporate events.
Ah, you see, of course, man. Because the white people say Nkalagata, right?
Yes.
It's like Nkalagata. Yo, gotta play Nkalagata. You book.
You know those corporate songs?
Yeah.
Winnie Kumalo. I wanna live my life. You gotta drop that.
Uh-huh.
You gotta drop Jerusalem now.
Yes.
You gotta drop which other one?
It's an Indian song, the old Indian song that they love.
But there's songs that in every corporate you have to drop.
Yeah.
No matter which DJ you are.
Okay.
It's an Indian song, man. They love it, bro. Mm. Old song. You guys, Indians lose it when they hear this song. You know it. They play the 947 a lot.
We join.
It's not You Gotta Show Me Love. I think it's got You Gotta Show Me
Love. Oh, yeah, You Gotta Show Me Love, yeah. Dun, 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 dun,
yeah. And there's Malaika as well.
Malaika.
Mikasa,
you can drop any Mikasa.
Oh, yes. Mikasa.
Corporate, like, you know.
Play the full CD.
They play that shit at annual general meetings.
They love Kent.
Kent. Spin my world around.
Yeah. Mm. Yo, I once got booked to the rugby team. One of the rugby teams, the Sharks or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
They had won the title or whatever.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So I got booked there. And I get there. Oh, my word. I'm thinking it's another corporate gig. I'm thinking, live my life, win kumalo, I'm sorted, mm-hmm. You know. Nkalagata.
Yes.
Ah, it's just burras.
Yo.
They want soki-soki.
Soki-soki, oh. fish and chips.
But me being MacGyver, you know, you always got to make a plan. Uh-huh. Make a plan.
And MacGyver makes a plan, okay? Yeah.
So I was like, I'm taking dedications, and then I connected Wi-Fi to my laptop.
Smart.
And then you'd come and just request, and then I'd play it.
As long as they're happily dancing.
Yeah.
That's
so
your
for
job.
3 hours, I was just taking requests.
That's your job. That's it. No, don't get DJs up on in card.
Yeah.
No, DJs up on in card.
Exactly.
You know? No. I'm 12.
How?
I'm like, you know,
like at a wedding, you can't come, no. Like,
don't play for yourself.
You don't play for yourself.
Especially at a wedding.
At a wedding, no.
Booked. Just don't take the kind of bookings if you're that kind of DJ.
Yeah.
You don't have the music. You're not versatile. You don't want to see people dance. You want to prove your artistry.
What's the point?
You know?
Who cares?
Bro, I've played for every crowd in SA, man. It's beautiful. I've played for gay people as well.
Oh, flip, for real?
Yeah, I was a resident at this club here. Yeah, this club here by Dunkeld. What's this club called? By Hyde Park, there's a gay club there. Yeah. I went with Len once and they were grabbing his butt.
And he didn't say no?
They're like, lend me some of that ass. They're like, lend me some of that. For real. Shame, man. But I mean, if that's what goes on there,
yeah.
It's... Then everybody,
yeah, because they think you're
enter,
gay.
Yeah, if you enter, you are. What do you call it?
This is the space.
Yeah.
Yes, you have to be exactly. Free. You know what I mean? Like you're game.
Yeah,
you know
what game. Yeah,
you're game. Like, which it's a free space and it's a safe space. Yeah, so exactly. I understand. You know what I mean?
Played for colored people. They're dope, man.
Oh, colored people.
Yeah, listen to the same music we do. They love Kent, bro. You can drop Kent for an hour.
True.
Yeah, they love Kent.
Beautiful.
Who else have I played for? Everybody, man.
Damn,
all races, Indian people as well.
Oh yeah. They're a vibe also.
Yeah.
Nice.
Anyway, we out here, man. Podcasting chill. We out?
We've been trying to close.
Oh, shit. Do I have any announcements? No announcements? Just check out Chiller's Market. Grandeur is available as well. Ooh. Shout out to our Patreons. We're coming at you live from Mashabela Studios. If you want to use the studio, podcast at mashabela.co.za. Oh, and yes, man, before we go, man, our condolences, our love goes out to all our brothers and sisters in KZN, man.
Yo.
With the flooding, man.
The floods, man. The floods. How many people? The death toll now? Over 300?
It's over 300.
Oh, my word. Like, imagine. People, apart from, I mean, people lost lives.
Hey, bro.
That's a crazy loss. But so many more even just don't have homes anymore. Like,
and it's going to affect the economy as well.
It definitely will. Like, your home is gone. Like, your home.
There's just so much destruction right now.
Because, yeah, I mean, like, it's crazy.
Bro, and it felt like it came out of nowhere.
Yeah, I saw guys like Mutama. He always says some wild stuff. Andile Mutama, like, hey, this is man-made. They can control the weather now. You know what I mean?
No.
People are going to say all that shit without even... That. Like,
who's that?
Andile Mutama. He used to be EFF guy, and then he left the EFF... when you realize Juliet's just going to be there forever. And he did BLM.
What is it? What is that?
No, that's Black Lives Matter. That's not him.
I know my brother is a huge fan of him.
Yeah, something.
Yeah, Landfest. Yeah.
Andy didn't time. He was six, but he's okay now. He's strong now, you know. So he always been saying that. I'm like, come on, man, you know. It's a natural disaster. I hope it's a natural disaster, but it's so
the
sad.
The landslides that are just happening. Ooh. It is so freaky when you just see all these images.
It's crazy. I've been checking up on people in KZN.
Yeah.
Cool. One of our chillers, Sivio Jack, stays there. Checked up. She good. Some people are good. And you know there's definitely chillers affected.
Of course.
A lot of people in this country are chillers, you know.
And
our thoughts and prayers, you know, go out to Durban. I mean, to KZN and everybody affected, man. It's so sad.
What's happening with our boy Nhlanhla Lux?
I don't know. What's going on with Nhlanhla Lux?
They bring up some other things he did 3 years ago. Remember I told you?
But it's what, it's what you predicted. You said that.
You did say. They're going to come, bro. And it's the price you got to pay, you know? You almost got to be a martyr, you know, to be willing to go through anything, even the ultimate sacrifice for what you believe in, you know? And if he's decided and put himself in that position, it's going to come, bro. Like, I think there's more to come, you know?
Bro, when I was in Swaziland, the guy was telling me that there were officers going around, like, because, you know, it's a dictatorship there.
Yeah, of course. Right? Yeah, I mean, guys take 70% of all companies.
So when social media started becoming big, they would track, like, what people say about the king. So if you said anything bad, you go to jail. So literally, they go around the city and say, can I see your phone? And they search your Facebook to see if you said anything bad about the king.
That is nuts. Crazy. Just for the king.
Yeah, just for the king.
That's nuts.
So I'm saying now. Nut.
I'll call him Kosnachi from now on. That's nuts, dog.
So I'm saying now, if they start doing that in SA, right?
Yeah.
Regarding Nhlanhla Lux, and they walk, the cops walk in here now, and they say, are you with Nhlanhla Lux or not? If you are, you go to prison. What do you say?
Ah, and it's in South Africa. We have rights here.
No, I'm just saying, hypothetically.
If that happens.
If they say, am I with him?
Yeah.
Hi.
No,
I'm not with him, man.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
Hi, for the toilet to raise, man. Like, you know, hi. I'm not with him, man. Hi, guys. Hi, I'm hi, bro.
Operation Dudula, what is that?
Yeah,
what
is that? Dudula.
It's Dudula.
Did you lie and say, I'm part of Dudula? Oh, you did lie, yeah. Did you lie? You lied. What? Yeah, I fuck with that. I like that, you know? All right, bro. Yo, come on, man.
I deny.
Just like all the girls. Just like all the girls who deny me.
Yeah. Why are you saying I'm part of him?
I'm not. You? Are you going to say... Are you with Nhlanhla Lux?
Ah, nah, bro.
Hate, man.
Hope.
That's what I said. As a person, he has decided to push, you know, and he's got his reasons, and he's willing to face the heat, you know what I mean? I wouldn't just take collateral heat, you know, just... Unless I advocated and I was with him in the front lines, and then I'm a coward now, pulling away.
Yeah.
I've never been like that. You know what I mean? I've always
But don't get
like
me wrong. We support what he's doing.
I've always
we
been love him, bro.
Neutral. We love what he's doing.
I love anyone who, you know, dedicates this. As long as there's no violence and, you know, there's a clear thing, there's no element of violence and hate. You know what I mean? If he's trying to say... Hey, man, it's Nkankle. He will say his own piece, bro.
But he's out here saying, because he's always said, even when he was here, saying that I want to work with the government. I want to work with the people in charge. Like, just, I think it's like almost like saying, let's make this process work better, you know, instead of just naming it like as if it's some operation that is just out there to be destructive, you know. So it's like, why is the government also just... Like, guide the process. Maybe just put whatever measures in place and make it a proper movement or an operation that is now covered by the law.
Because I heard, remember what happened in Soweto when he was trying to fight the drug dealers or whatever?
The drug dealers, yes.
Yeah, he found out that there's actually someone from parliament benefiting from the drugs.
Ish.
Bro, the drug thing is a different conversation altogether.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's bigger.
If it gets... remove the veil of secrecy and we see, we cut the grass and we see the snakes and the people who really benefit
who
at the
benefit.
Top. Oh, the drugs.
Crazy.
Dog.
So drugs now that's why
money,
they
are serious money.
Because now he's taking money out of their pockets. So now they got to go in hard. They have to silence him. But I think eventually they'll just offer him like a position at ANC or something and give him a shitload of money.
Oh, yeah. It happens sometimes. It happens like that. Oh, yeah. Speaking of. Shout out to Gayton McKenzie.
Oh, yes.
He's our mayor of
a Karoo
the Karoo, some a district in the Karoo.
Yeah.
And he is not taking a salary because he's a business person.
Yes.
Mm. He is not going to use government money to pay bodyguards. Yeah. If he does, he'll pay for himself.
Wow.
He's not going to use a mayoral car.
Any benefits.
Any benefits.
Nothing.
He's just like forfeited the benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like his number one... problem is the toilet situation, the pit latrines or whatever, the shit toilets people have. If he does not eradicate that problem within that district within his first 100 days, he's going to resign.
Mm. Wow.
And you know what? Because I heard that thing. And you know what he said? He said, because he was in prison. So he was like, taxpayers used to take care of me while I was in prison. So now I'm going to take care of the people. They don't, you know, I'm not going to benefit out of, from my salary or anything. So this was his reasoning. Just that I've been taken care of previously when I was in prison.
Man. And the thing is, if Gayton achieves his goal of eradicating the problem of toilets in that area within his first 100 days, just shy of 4 months, just over 3 months, it means things can actually be fixed in this country when there is political will.
They just don't want it to be. Bro.
Political will.
Yeah, man. I want to sound like 702, but you know what I mean, man. You know what it is. You know the vibes. Shout out to him. You know the vibes.
Yeah, but if he does it, then we got to question everybody. What the fuck are they doing? We have to question everybody.
But you know the answer to that, dog.
Because
but
I want someone
to prove it and make it, to be like, how? Yeah, the answer I must learn. It's doable.
They're not even doing Sasa cards anymore. Didn't you see your friend in Hillbro there was doing them?
How? Yeah. How, Saul? I think they're home, in their home affairs.
Your neighbor.
Hey, Anish Davey. Anish Davey.
Maybe, MacGyver, you could have gone to done your passport there.
Yeah, neighbor. My visa.
Your visa. You saw that port in Vanda. They come Panol. Now I'm America.
Is that how you got your passport so quick?
Eh? Mm-hmm. I've had a passport, man, since 2015.
Cheers.
You've been traveling, man. Been on a cruise. Been traveling, you know. You haven't seen Tom Cruise. At least I've been on a cruise. One of us is cruise. You know? Come on, bro. Been traveling, man.
Hey, man, we're cruising out of here. Podcast and cheers.
Finally, the show's over.